Father, we thank you. As always, we know that your word, when it comes in, it brings light. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, we know that light's shining already in our hearts. Let it shine more and more until the perfect day. In the mighty name of Jesus. And somebody says, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap and give the witness to the Lord here. Come on, somebody. Every time we say, give the Lord a hand clap, that's when people's hands are not working. Give the Lord a hand clap for his goodness and for his mercies. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, this will piggyback on the message from last week and also some of the discussions we've had today. You know, and I preached a similar message like this before, and I'll touch on that, but I'm going to try to go through this very quickly. Hallelujah. And today, I'm talking about the ultimate warrior. Hallelujah. The ultimate warrior. Now, I'm going to read a strange scripture here. And I was actually going to title it this way, but the Lord changed it around for me. In the book of Luke, chapter 22, I'm going to read from verse 35. I was going to preach this message, and I may preach another one later on in the future called, sell your garments and buy a sword. But anyway, Jesus said to them in verse 35 of Luke 22, he said, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, did you lack anything? And they said, no, nothing. Then he said unto you, well, that was then. You know, but now, he that hath a purse, let him take it. And likewise a scrip, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment, and let him buy one. If you have no sword, you got to sell your garment and buy one. Now, so, because he said, well, all these things that are written concerning me will soon take place. And, you know, you're going to be scattered, you're going to face a lot of things and so forth. So, a couple of the disciples turned around and said, oh, Jesus, Master, we have two swords here already. And so Jesus said, well, it is enough, you know, because he was like, when will these people understand? You know, every time that he speaks in paradoxes, you know, they're thinking something else. But anyway, he said, well, that's fine. You have two swords, that's fine. But if you have no sword, this is the time you better sell some garments and buy a sword. That's right. You know, so now, that's a subtitle to the message. But I want to talk about the ultimate warrior. And, you know, we started talking about that, you know, from the message that we heard last week. You know, now what makes an ultimate warrior? We know that, you know, these are some of the characteristics of the ultimate warrior. He has, you know, superior weapons. Amen. That's right. He has superior weapons, and he also has superior enduring battle skills. That's right. He's not just somebody that doesn't know what he's doing. In fact, he has mastered and he has mastery of the rules of engagement. You know, we preached a message like that, rules of engagement, some months back. I think you should listen to that, refresh your memory about that, you know. And there's also one message we preached a few years back called Battle-Tested Believer. The battle-tested believer. You should listen to those messages, you know, because they'll tie right that into this, you know. Now, so this ultimate warrior, he has superior skills, and he has a superior understanding or mastery of the rules of engagement. He understands what he's doing, you know. And he has also the following at his disposal. Now, because he has a mastery of the tools, and he understands what's going on, you know, just like we said, you know, the message from last week said, and so forth, and the discussion that we've been saying here, and so forth, that Pastor Emmanuel preached, you know. This, a real ultimate warrior is not ignorant of the devices of his enemy. Amen? In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, and verse 11, he said, look, Satan is out there doing many things, and we don't want to be ignorant of his devices. Now, the testimony here in this verse is Paul's testimony. Paul said, we are not ignorant of his devices. Don't want Satan to take advantage of us. Because because we are not ignorant of his devices. Well, a lot of people are ignorant of the devices of the devil. You know, but the superior warrior and the ultimate warrior, he's not ignorant. He's on top of the plans, the devices, and the enterprises of the enemy. He knows exactly, you know, why. Because, you'll find out too. And, you know, one of the things that he does also, which we've talked about in some other messages before, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and I want to go through this very quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, there's a reason why I'm bringing another aspect of this message, you know, like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 26. This superior warrior or ultimate warrior, he understands tactical warfare. You know, here's what he says. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the air. The ultimate warrior, he doesn't shadow punch. There is no shadow punching here. He knows exactly how to hit. Amen. And we heard some of this in a different kind of way last week. Now, I want to bring some things on so that we hone on these messages. Hone on. There's a reason why God is bringing us and sharpening us and getting us ready, because there's some battle coming ahead that we need to be well prepared for. Now, let's look at some of the understanding also that this ultimate warrior has. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And these are scriptures that we know. So I'm just doing it quickly as an exhortation. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting from verses 3 through about verse 6. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." Hallelujah. You know, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Now, the ultimate warrior understands this. "And casting down imaginations." These are some of the things that the real warrior must do. "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." Now, not above the knowledge of God. Some people quote that scripture as though it's above. You can't be above the knowledge of God. But it's against, side by side, running, trying to push down your understanding of the word of God, you know, and so forth. "Every high thing that exalts itself, you know, against, you know, the knowledge of God, coming up against the knowledge of God in your life, and so forth. "And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Hallelujah. These are some of the things that the ultimate warrior, you know, you've heard this before, but I'm bringing it in a different light. "Now, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your own obedience is fulfilled." Now, some of the weapons, we heard it in our discussion today. I mean, the first real weapon for that real ultimate warrior is obedience. Now, because, you know, when you are in the military, you must follow the orders of your commanding officer. You know, that's rule number one. You know, you can't debate. If you debate that and so forth, you might get even court-martialed, you know, and so forth. So, you follow, you know, the leader, our captain, the Lord of hosts, he has given commands and we must follow. Amen. The ultimate warrior, the superior soldier, he knows how to follow those commands that have come from the captain of the host. And when we have our obedience fulfilled, then we can bring every other disobedience down in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, let me go through this. I'm going to rush through this very quickly on account of time. Now, one of the other traits and characteristics that this ultimate warrior has is that he is rugged. Rugged. Now, I remember when I was a young man, I was in Federal School of Science in Lagos back in the 70s and so forth, you know, and we used to kid around, everybody had a nickname and so forth. You know, I remember my nickname then was Rugged Man, because we needed to be rugged. You can't just be a pushover. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let's see what it says in verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong. You cannot be weak. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me, of among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall also be able to teach others as well. Thou therefore endure hardness. You must be rugged as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You cannot be a sissy or wimp or this and that about the things that are going to challenge you in this race. Amen? You must be rugged. There are many scriptures that talk about that. You must be rugged by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. No man that worreth entangleth himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him, you know, to be a soldier. We are soldiers, folks. We're soldiers. We talked about that in that, you know, rules of engagement, bring your A-game message. Now, if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. You know, so you've got to know the rules of engagement. You know, if you don't understand it, then, you know, you may be losing the battle that you should be winning. Now, let's take a look at some of the weapons, other weapons that this guy who is an ultimate warrior has. In the book of 2 Corinthians, let's look at chapter 10. I want to emphasize, no, for the sake of time, let me skip that because we already covered that. You know, I don't have too much time. Let me go to Ephesians chapter 6. I don't have time to emphasize all the things that I would have wanted to emphasize out of that 2 Corinthians 10. But let's go to Ephesians chapter 6 and we'll start at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, there are so many scriptures that tell us to be strong, not be weak. Don't be weak in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor. You can't use part of the armor. You got to use the whole armor. Amen. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We heard this, you know, we heard it last week. We heard it before many times. We are wrestling against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And what does all this mean? We are wrestling. We're wrestling. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, you know. But you are wrestling against spiritual, you know, this is the ultimate warrior understands the fight that is in the spiritual. Now, because of that, you must take upon you the whole armor of God. And he begins to describe it. So that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Amen. Stand therefore. And he talks about all this thing and he describes this. And I believe, you know, Paul probably was, you know, behind bars. And he was looking at some of those Roman, you know, centurions and so forth. And he was just, you know, describing what he saw. And they're using it spiritually and so forth. He talked about, you know, that your loins must be girt about with truth. You know, they wear this big, thing around their waist like a bell. You know, you must have the breastplate of righteousness. You know, righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Now, even the Lord, the throne, the scepter of his throne is a scepter of righteousness. I mean, the righteousness is rule number one with things of God. You know, and so on. It comes about it. Tells you about, you know, being ready to preach the gospel. You know, but there are three things. I'm rushing through this. There are three things that I want to point out in this whole armor. All of them are very important, but I have time to focus only on three on account of time today. Now, it says, above all. That's the reason why it says above all. You know, all these other things that you have. But above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you might be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Not just some of them, but all of them. And then you take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And also you take prayer. You say prayer, praying always with for us and so forth. So I want to focus on three things. We want to take the shield of faith. Now, we want to take the sword of the Spirit. And we want to take prayer. And in many different aspects, you have heard about all these things. If you know how to use your faith, you can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. You know, there's no amount of anything that he can throw at you. You can quench it if you know how to use your faith. But then also we heard about going on the offense. You have that sword of the Spirit. You know, you can slice, you can dice, you can cut. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 4 and 12, and there's an aspect of that that I want to bring out. As part of your warfare in the Spirit. In the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, the word of God is quick, and it's alive, and it is powerful, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. It piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. That's the one I want to talk about. But it also goes into the joints and of the bones and so forth. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our. That's how powerful the word of God is. What is the meaning of this? You know, what is the meaning of piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit? Well, the soul is where all the emotions are. You know, the emotions about doubt, fear, unbelief, anger, bitterness, anything, love, whatever. It's all in the soul. The spirit is like the candle of the Lord. That's where the Lord, you know, and that's where the word of God. Now, you know, when a situation faces you, listen to this. You know, because we have this triune nature, you know, body, soul, and spirit. When you are faced with a situation, you know, fear might come into your soul, unbelief and doubt, and all of these things might come in there. But, you know, the word of God, if you know how to use that word of God, you can divide between that and the spirit. You use the word of God, it's like, you know, when the Lord came into the boat and told Peter, launch out into the deep, you know, and then the natural in the soul and so forth. Well, Peter said, well, you know, we've been doing this all night long, Lord, but we didn't catch anything. But immediately in his spirit, he understood something else. And he said, nevertheless, see, now you use the word of God to brush away the fears. It's not that you will never have fear. It's not that you will never have doubt. It's not that you will never have anger and all of these things that are contrary to the spirit of God. They will be in the soul. But the word of God divides between the soul and the spirit. It's a dividing line. And you choose the word of God and you put the soul down. Amen. Put down the fear, put down the unbelief and so forth. You know, and take the word of God as it is. And just use it as it is. Now, this ultimate warrior is also resilient. Does not stay down for the count. Can somebody say amen? In the book of Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. I love this verse. It says, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. You know, because when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. The ultimate warrior will never stay down for the count. You know, the devil may come in and sucker punch you sometimes, but you're going to get up every time. Amen. Amen, somebody. And if you know how to use your faith and your wisdom and so on, you know, you get fewer sucker punches, you know, and then you'll be able to do more, you know, for yourself and for the Lord. You know, but you must not have, I mean, that ultimate warrior also never gives up. He's resilient. He doesn't give up. And he doesn't faint. See, in the day of adversity. Hallelujah. You know, because, you know, if you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. We don't want you to faint in the day of adversity. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And let the whole armor of God that is available to you, let it always be something that you put on. And don't take it off. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10 says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. And there's going to be adversity every day. But if you faint, then you have a small strength. Then you cannot really be an ultimate warrior. You know, I mean, we're talking about the elite and the special forces here. Praise the Lord. There are special forces, folks. You know, they understand how to fight this war in the spirit. And they're not going to be a pushover. They're not going to sit down there and let the devil, you know, run all over you and so forth. You know, whatever confronts you through praising the Lord and repeating his word and using the shield of faith, you will win. Amen. If there is an obstacle, you either climb through it, push it down, run over it, or get out of the way or something. Go through, said the Lord. Go through the gates. Raise a highway unto my people. Don't ever let anything stop you. You must keep moving on. Jesus said to them, you know, he said, go forward. You know, don't stay still. Go forward. You know, and they said, oh, well, you know, the Red Sea. And go forward. Hallelujah. And when they went forward, of course, the Red Sea parted. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 12 and verse 5. This is a comparison of things that you face from day to day and greater things that are coming. The eye of the storm is coming. And these messages are leading to that. And I will be speaking on that soon. But if you have run with footmen and they have worried you, and if footmen weary you, how are you going to contend against horses? I mean, you run against somebody that's on foot and you are weary. How are you going to run against horses then? You know, what is this telling us? It's telling you that, look, so there are some challenges that we're facing now that are like footmen compared to horses that are coming. But if you let the footmen beat you down now, how are you going to contend against horses? And if in the land of peace where you trusted, you know, I mean, right now there's peace everywhere and so forth like that. You know, even there are challenges everywhere, but it's still peaceful. You know, if even in the land of peace where you trusted and so forth, you are already weary down. What are you going to do, if I can use this language, when all hell breaks loose? What are you going to use when there's an overswelling of Jordan? When are you going to do when there's cataclysmic upheavals and all kinds of things happening all around and the whole world is in confusion? You know, what are you going to do there? That means, you know, here's how you start. Every single day, you must win every battle. Hallelujah. Break every chain. Win every battle. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, it's not by mind. It's not by power. You know, just like it was discussed today, that we must always strike a balance. You know, we're not here talking about, we go about for by strength shall no man prevail. We know that. But we already have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we cannot. Jesus said to the Pharisees, he said, look, you know, if I say otherwise, I'll be a liar like you. I am from above and you are from beneath. He told it to them the way it was. And they thought he was proud, but he told it to them the way he was. You know, so this is the way it is. We have to be strong in the Lord. You cannot be a pushover. In the book of Isaiah 52, verses 1 and 2, he said, look, even when you are going through things, rise up and shake the dust from your neck. I mean, loose the bands from your neck, shake thyself from the dust and so forth. Don't wait for somebody else to do it because you are supposed to be an ultimate warrior. You don't stay down for the count. Now, some of the things that the ultimate warrior depends upon, the endowment of power from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen, folks. Endowment of power from the Holy Ghost. You can't do it any other way. Now, we talked about the whole armor. I rushed through it quickly in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18, you know, and so on and so forth. I don't have time to go through all of this. But it is time for us to gear up. Gear up, folks. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And remember, you're not fighting against flesh and blood, you know. You must recognize that the enemy is at work. And every sublime thought that the enemy brings that is contrary to the word of God, you must cast it down into the obedience of the word of God. Amen. Don't give it. Look, you cannot prevent. There's not a single person here that can prevent thoughts from coming into their head. You can't do it. I don't care how spiritual you are. Even Jesus, the devil put some thoughts in his head. He said, why don't you jump down from that mountain? Jump over here, do this and cast this down, you know, cast yourself down, raise, you know, turn these stones into stuff like that. Bread, you know. You can't prevent it all, but you don't have to engage those thoughts. You disengage them right away. Hallelujah. Somebody once said, you cannot prevent birds from flying over your head, but you most certainly can prevent them from landing on your head. Amen? Birds can fly, but they're not going to land on my head, folks. You know, no. I'm going to drive the birds away. I'm not going to let them land on my head. You know, so, you know, if the enemy brings thoughts to your mind, cast them down by the word of God. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, channel your mind away from thoughts that don't profit, but put your thoughts into the things that have profit. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, for the things that are lovely and of good report, think on these things. Channel your mind away from negative things. And never let anybody see negative sublimal things and so forth, you know, come with, oh, we can't do that. Oh, that's not possible, you know, and so forth. You know, well, this is the way things always work. You know, the ultimate warrior will also challenge the status quo. Amen. Challenging the status quo. Gideon, he did that. In chapter 6 of Judges, when the angel visited him, chapters 5 and 6 and so forth. And then he said, you know, he said, oh, thou mighty man of valor and so forth. He said, mighty man of valor? If I be a mighty man of valor, then why, where are all the miracles? Why is it that things are the way they are? And so forth. And he had this fire inside of him. And the Lord saw that fire. And the Lord needed that fire. And the angel of the Lord said to him, that's right. You will now go in this fire that is inside of you. I'm going to use that. I can use that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Challenge the status quo, especially when the status quo is contrary to the word of God. Don't settle for, you know, oh, that's the way we've always done things, and that's the way it's always been, and so forth. You know, well, you know, if it is according to the word of God, yes. But if it is contrary to the word of God, as an ultimate warrior, you must challenge that status quo. You must come against the things that are contrary to the word of God. Now, I'm going to wrap it up with this last exhortation. Now, this is something that I rushed very quickly. You know, I could teach on this for over an hour. But here is the thing that I want us to do. Also, because we have heard a lot about victory doesn't come by accident. We have heard a lot about, you know, the rules of engagement. We have heard about battle-tested believers. We have heard all of these things and so forth. Now, I'm trying to bring it together in this message to say, look, what do you do with all these things that you hear? Well, this is what you do. Jesus said, if any man has no sword, now is the time for him to sell his garment and buy a sword. Now, you can take that literally, and it was literal. But also you can take that spiritually, because the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Now, never take anything at face value just because somebody said so. Amen. The word bride, the bride of Christ, that will be word just like him. They will be word, the word of God. That's what they will be made of, just like Christ. You can't, you don't just take something just because somebody said it. Check it out from the word of God. If it's not so, throw it away. Praise the name of the Lord. But if it is so, hold on to it. Hold on to it. Now, when you hear the word of God, though, if you are that warrior, you will engage. The ultimate warrior does not sit out the fight. You get in the fight. You engage. Hallelujah. Because the Lord told us to engage. That's what he told us. He said, I have given you power over scorpions and serpents, all these things. Cast out the devil. Heal the sick. Raise the dead even. Freely you have received. Freely give.
Engage.
Don't sit on the fence. Engage. Folks, you really don't have to do anything in order to miss the mark. You just have to do nothing. If you don't do anything, you will miss the mark. And we've already preached on that when we preached on the fruitful vine. So you can listen to that message. If you do nothing, if you do not produce, you will miss the mark. So it's not just about people who do the wrong thing. It's about people who don't even do anything. The branches that were already in him that did nothing, they were withered away and he cut them off. So you must engage. Put on your full gear and engage in the fight. Hallelujah. Let's start to our feet here this morning. I'm going to leave it at that for now. You must engage. Engage, folks. Our commander-in-chief has given us some commands. Some people call it the Great Commission. Some people call it this. Some people call it that. Well, I want to tell us also that any kind of preaching, because some people like to preach and so forth, and that's good. We must preach the word of God. But the true gospel must be followed by signs and wonders. Amen. Because the Jesus himself said, except they see signs and wonders, they will not believe. You know, and the people, after they saw signs and wonders, they said, well, you know, that a notable miracle is done, we cannot deny it. You know, so, the real gospel must be followed by deliverance of the people from the power of darkness to bring them into the glorious kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. They must be taken from the power of Satan to the power of the Lord. And that's how we engage in the fight. But for us today, we're going to do something for ourselves in just a minute. I want us to recognize, you know, that as a soldier, you must gear up. There are many parts of that armor that we have talked about. We just glanced over them quickly. But you must gear up every single day. Don't try to go naked into the fight. You might seriously get hurt. Put on your armor. You know, I mean, can you imagine the fire department, the alarm goes off and so forth. They have to gear up. You know, there's something they do. They go, boom. They get in there. They go through the tunnel. They get dressed. They get on those trucks, and they're gone. But when they come out of there, you know, before they go in there, they might just be in their plain clothes and so forth. But when that siren rings, before they get on that truck to go out of there, they got their gear on. They've got their helmet on. They've got this. They've got the hammer. They've got the oxygen thing. They've got the water hose and so forth ready and to go. They can't just go in plain clothes. You must gear up, folks. You ever seen the military when they're going? I mean, they're so loaded. They have all these things. They pack this, pack that. You know, because they got grenades. They've got extra ammunition. They've got this here. They've got that there. I mean, they've even got walkie-talkie. They've got this and that. You know, I mean, they have all kinds of things. They don't just go like that into the battle. So gear up, folks. Amen. Now, let us take the whole armor and pull down certain things for ourselves today. We'll do that for a few minutes, then we'll close the service. You know, when you are bogged down, when you are bogged down with challenges and things and so forth, you really can't be an effective warrior. You know, when you can't even win the little fights, then how are you going to win the big fights? So we've got to win these little fights. Every fight that we're in right now, we got to win the fight. Praise the Lord. Because we already have won through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we must, but don't back down. You will see that our armor that he described there didn't have anything for the back. You know, you're not supposed to run away. Don't back down. Get in the fight. You know, and because the Bible says that when we face the devil, resist him, he will flee from you. Amen. So today, let's do some resisting for just a few minutes. Let's do something. If you have any challenges, now this is you praying for yourself. This is you shaking yourself from the dust. This is you loosening yourself from the bands around your neck. You know, this is not somebody else praying for you. Let's pray. Take a few minutes. I want everybody begin to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. And then pray for your families. Those of you who are parents, begin to pray for your children. You know, pray for your families. Take your stand and don't let the enemy rob you. You need to take a stand and say, it is enough. It is enough. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. It is enough. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I have the victory. And I'm stepping into my victory. And the devil is not going to push me down. And even though he pushed me down before, I'm going to get up. The righteous man falleth 7 times and yet he arises. Yeah, hallelujah. If my enemy knock me down, I will arise. Where I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. Even I will not sit in darkness because I follow him. Therefore, I shall have the light of life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord. I want to begin to declare some things for you now. These are a declaration of faith. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that my mind is clear. Hallelujah. My mind is free. The light of God is shining in me and shining through me in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that God has given me an understanding and I understand even the spiritual warfare that we are in. And through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and the grace of God that he has given us, as I engage in the fight, I know I have already the victory. Hallelujah. I have the victory already in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are going to tread upon serpents and scorpions in our daily lives. We must do that. Whatever you confront, you must win. By praising the Lord often, even the glory of God will begin to surround you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all your people here. I want the praise team to come back up. We are going to prepare for our offerings. I want you to remain standing for just a minute. There's one more prayer that I want to pray while the praise team is coming up. Just remain standing for a minute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for those, the Bible says, those that are with him, they are faithful, they are true, and they are victorious. Hallelujah. We thank you because we walk in the victory that Christ Jesus has given us. And we thank you. We put on the whole armor today. Remember, especially the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, and your prayer. You must pray, folks. We must pray all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord Jesus, take all of these admonitions that have been coming week after week, last week, this week, and so forth, and from time to time, let it be embedded in our spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may use even this word that we have heard from time to time, that we will use it effectively even in our lives to win every battle and to cut down and break every chain. And the Bible says, you young men, I write unto you because you are strong and you have overcome the devil. Hallelujah. Folks, you are already strong, you know, and you've already overcome the devil in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It's not that you are going to overcome. You have already overcome. You have overcome the devil because Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. Jesus gave a mega and open show. Now, if you understand that message and you believe that you are an ultimate warrior for Christ, I want you to give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.